For me, it's a great day to be an American diplomat. We really feel like we have the wind at our backs now. Mrs. Clinton said in her confirmation testimony that diplomacy would be the vanguard of U.S. foreign policy, that we would lead by example rather than edict. This is all music to my ears. And really, on a very personal level, if you don't mind, I just add what an emotional event Mr. Obama's election and swearing in is for me, as somebody who grew up in the 1960s, who watched the race riots in Watts and Los Angeles and Detroit and many other cities, who remembers the assassination of Dr. King and Robert Kennedy, to see an African-American man take the oath of office in the United States, it literally brought tears to my eyes. And I think it shows that societies can change over time. It does take time, and it does take a lot of work, but it does give me great cause for optimism. Just on the foreign policy, we're all, as diplomats, American diplomats, we're all very hungry for guidance from the new administration and for turning all these words into actions. What we know so far is that there will be a great focus, a much greater focus on diplomatic solutions, a focus on global issues like global warming and reduction of nuclear weapons, and a real focus on working with Europe as a partner, because I think Mr. Obama and Mr. Clinton have made it very clear that they see all of these great global problems as issues that we can only solve if we work together, particularly with our European partners. So I see that as very, very hopeful. But I would add just one last word, which a couple of the panelists also mentioned, which is the need for patience. And I think for expectations to be realistic about how fast this is going to happen, it'll take time to turn all of this into action. And as Mr. Benson said, some things will remain the same. A lot of things will probably fundamentally remain the same on some issues.